Today we're talking about the definition of success with a special guest.
Ray, I'm such a loser. You know, are you sure we're going to talk about this?
No, you're okay. You're okay.
I don't feel comfortable with it.
Let's just talk about that
Losers
bit.
Teaching people how to be successful.
Let's just talk about that bit.
Welcome to VidTalk here in the 8 o'clock hour. It's Monday night, and sadly, this is the second last show. 到此第二个节目了, but we're going to be here with you to the end on ICRT FM 100. I'm JR.
I'm Ray.
And today we do have a special guest. We're going to introduce him in just a bit. But first of all, our show is all about teaching English. We choose very popular videos that are on the internet. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the video. We show you the video. By the way, you can go to our website, voicetube.com/radio. voicetube.com/radio. And we teach you the English within it.
Right, 所以 VidTalk 就是 Video Talk， 我们是每个礼拜呢选出来一个很有趣的影片，在网络上面大家都在分享的影片，并且呢讨论之后教你里面的英文。
And right, today we do have a very, very special guest. Since it's our second last show, we do have something special for you. So who's our special guest, Ray?
Today we are very pleased to have invited the one and only Eric to our show.
Eric!
So, why not?
Yo!
Have him take the reins and...introduce himself.
Okay, good evening everyone. My name is Eric and I'm an educator in Taiwan. I started out writing textbooks for the public education system of Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And I also taught in several universities before moving on to consulting companies. So I consulted VoiceTube in the past and I have also consulted or worked with the British Council. And currently I'm teaching standardized exams, how to succeed in standardized exams.
By the way, he got like full scores on every single exam you can possibly
dream of. Oh, he's definitely qualified to talk about this topic
like
today.
TOEFL, TOEIC, IELTS, and he nearly, I think near perfect for GRE as well.
I'm still working on that right now. Still working on that.
He's a monster. I believe his list can go on forever. I know Eric personally. We've worked together in the past. And today we're really pleased to have invited him to the show. And today our topic, since we have such a successful educator here, our topic is coincidentally, how successful do you think you are? That's our topic for today.
So are we going to take turns like telling each other the definition of success, what they think about it?
Yeah.
So how about let's start from Eric. What do you think is success?
Well,
what is success to you?
My definition of success is basically stashing away some money from my wife. So she doesn't find it on
I hope your wife's not listening right now or you're dead.
She's definitely listening and I'm definitely dead. So.
And she's also an English teacher, so I'm sure she'll understand everything we're talking about
you're
here.
You're going to be successfully dead.
Yeah, successfully dead. So I think we should conduct the interview in Spanish next time.
But honestly, what do you think about success?
Because
you sound like a successful person to me, yeah, if I were to say.
I think everyone's definition of success is, of course, different. The textbook definition is to be financially successful or to have a higher social status in society.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I think achieving success is just finding your place in life and being content with yourself, I think.
Are you for real?
Yes. I thought of this while...
Are you joking now? Or are you
did you just come back from church?
I thought of this while meditating on the mountain.
But I got inspiration in my prayers.
But yeah, I actually thought about this question for a while.
You did?
Yeah, because most people are discontent or unsatisfied with their achievements in life. I think recently I had an epiphany. Basically, I came to realize that to be truly successful, you need to be happy with yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh.
That's very deep.
That's way too deep for two.
Way too deep for VidTalk. Right? Usually we're just like making fools of ourselves.
I got the definition out of a fortune cookie. So.
A fortune cookie.
Can't believe you guys actually bought that.
Okay, let's go on to JR. What's your definition of success?
Okay, my definition of success, you know, I'm the church boy. I go to church. So helping people and making other people successful, making other people realize the meaning of life is my goal in my life. And that's how I feel successful. And there was a story actually about me back in college. Good old days, by the way. There's one day I was on the street. I had a bread in my hand.
Okay.
I didn't finish it from my lunch. And I saw this stray dog.
Uh-huh.
And it was very hungry. So I shared the bread with it.
Wait, are you sure you can... you can give a bread to a random dog. I think you might have accidentally killed it without you realizing it.
Yeah, it might have happened 8 hours later.
Okay, yeah, what happened next?
So the dog was hungry and it finished the bread. It was happy. It looked at me waving its tail around. And I felt all of a sudden I had this realization, honestly. Don't give me that look, right?
Okay, yeah.
I know you're giving me that look.
Okay, go on.
Shallow JR, trying to talk deep.
Yeah. Did you get this from a fortune cookie?
No. I got it from a dog piss cookie. So, I saw the dog and I realized that, wow, making other people, well, not other people, but people around me, dogs around me, same thing. Making people around me happy makes me feel happy. So I realized that I want to try to help other people in my life. And later on in my life, I realized that that was by teaching other people the meaning of life. Mm. Yeah, so that's what I think, that's my definition of success. Mm. How about you, Ray?
Okay.
So. My turn to make fun of you.
it's like you guys have very deep epiphanies and insights into life. For me, because, well, a little PS here, I'm the youngest of the three. So.
Oh, yeah, rub it in.
Okay,
by age you are, by look, you gotta talk about the look.
Okay, wait, shut up. Okay, so by age, I'm the youngest, I'm by far the youngest. So, the definition of success for me, because I'm young, I have a lot of ventures to do, I have a lot of opportunities on my hand. So, I think success is not really financial. To me, I don't need to earn a lot of money, but I need to feel.
But you do.
No, I don't. No. Don't say that. Like friends will come like ask for money from me. Like if you say that, I'm not rich, but as long as I'm doing something meaningful, like I think it's kind of like combining Eric's and like I'm kind of plagiarizing Eric's and JR's like both a little bit. As long as
you're trying to play safe,
as long as you're doing something meaningful, you're content with what you're doing. And you're helping others out. I think that's the definition of success for me.
So your definition is to be rich and help people.
No, to have to be content and to help people.
To help poor people financially. So you should help me.
Okay, I think we should just stop here, like before it goes any further. Okay, this video today, let's remind our listeners, we're still talking about a video. This video today, it's talking about how successful you think you are and how successful you think other people are. So for me, if I look at JR and Eric, I do feel that they're both really successful in their own fields, in publishing, teaching, educating, or in the radio broadcasting industry. So what about you guys? What do you think of others?
Okay, so when we're talking about this, we should actually divide people into two camps. Like the people who are overly modest against the people who are overly confident.
Yeah, regarding their own success. What do you think, Eric?
Can you think of anyone who's overly modest around you in our society today? I mean, it's almost rare as a legendary Pokemon. It doesn't exist.
What kind of example is that?
What kind of cartoons do you watch,
I've been playing Pokemon again on my... Nintendo, so
Pokemon. So Pokemon in Chinese is like I would love one of those.
Okay. Wait, let's get back to the topic here. So we have different people rating their own success differently, and today let's talk about the video. On the video, it's so they interviewed a couple of people, and first of all, they asked them to rate their own success on a scale of 1 to 10.
That was funny. That was actually funny because they had these people come in, interview them, and talk about themselves, and then rate their own successfulness on a rate from 1 to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10.
So people would write like 8, 6, 4.
There was a 4.
It
was quite funny here because when Eric saw the 4, it was a girl
who
rated herself 4. He said, well, you know, she's at least 7.
Six. I'd say a 6.5. You're going to get me killed here.
Seriously,
you know that my wife is listening to the
Eric
broadcast.
Eric was rating
right?
by the looks.
Yeah, by the attractiveness. he got it wrong.
Going to respect me after this launches?
you don't get respect for being a teacher these days.
Yeah, you don't, actually. So I guess it fits in perfectly.
Okay, I'll give you a save. How would you rate your wife on a scale of 1 to 10?
10. You don't even need to ask the question.
Ask.
Yeah, it's a good save.
What's your wife's name?
If I mention her name, then I'm dead.
Oh, okay. Really?
But if I don't mention her name, I'm also dead.
No, so. I'm giving you a chance for a shout out right here to make things up.
Okay. I would like to shout out to my wife, Susan, who's the greatest wife any man can ever dream of. And I know you're not going to poison my dinner tonight, okay? Because of my excellent response, and I just want to tell you I love you very much.
You just got a triple 10.
Okay. Oh, good, good, good. Okay, okay, let's get back to the video, though. The video is not actually rating the attractiveness of people. They're rating their own success. So how they define your success in a rating of 1 to 10. Right. And people rate it really low on themselves. They're really hard on themselves. Yeah. They rate it 4, 6. And then...
the high was like 8, right?
Yeah, at 8 at most. And then what happens next is they invited in a couple of friends and family of these said people and asked them to rate their successfulness. And most people rated 10. Some even rated 11. So that's how other people view you as a successful person. So it's a very good insight to really think about, because we are often hard on ourselves. We often think of ourselves as inferior and unsuccessful, as a loser. But the people around us might see us in a different light.
Yeah. So should we like rate ourselves? Like do this right here on the air?
Okay, sure,
like,
sure.
Like ask Eric to rate himself, you to rate yourself, I'll rate you, and rate each other as well.
Okay, sure.
All right, so let's do this right now. Okay. We're actually taking out our pens and paper, and I'm rating Ray Eric's successfulness in my own. So should we start from Eric?
Out of 10, right?
Yeah. Okay, okay, out of 10. Starting from Ray, how much would you give Ray?
Ray is definitely a 10.
A 10.
A 10.
Wow.
A 10. Both in looks and...
you don't need to say that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What is...
JR, of course, is a 10 from the...
Wow, you're just being nice now, but I feel happy.
Okay, what about yourself?
What about yourself?
What do you rate yourself?
Well, people always rate themselves a little lower. Yeah. For modesty, I guess. Yeah. But I would rate myself a 7.
A 7.
Because I think there's still room for improvement.
Progress. Oh. Okay. So. How about Susan?
Oh, man. You're going
like
back
100.
To this, you're going back to the question again.
Oh, I love
definitely
this.
Definitely 100. She's like a Super Saiyan. 100 out of a 10.
Okay. For Ray. So I think we found the person who's overly modest about his own success. That would be Eric.
Eric, yeah.
For Eric, definitely I would say a 10. He's been in so many fields. Mm-hmm. Every possible thing you can do with this expertise that you can have, he's done it all.
Okay.
And for JR, of course, it's a 10 because he's been in broadcasting first. He's taught me a lot about how to broadcast.
And now you're just being nice.
About no.
You're just being
nice.
No,
I'm honest.
Man.
I'm honest.
That's not what you said to me in the bathroom yesterday.
Why do you guys always have to go back to the bathroom? The bathroom topic.
That's very socialized.
Yeah, it's very socialized. And for myself, I think I'm also a 7 because I have a lot to work on. I'm still young. I have a lot to learn. So yeah, for myself.
I think you guys should also consider age as a factor.
Age?
Because for such a young age, I mean, Ray has done so much.
Yeah,
and so has
that's
JR.
Actually true. That's no.
I'm the oldest of the three, right? So I know you guys want to make this clear to the audience.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But in terms of your age, you both have accomplished a lot.
Wow. Okay. Thank you,
so
Eric.
This is
how
like
much
are
you going to pay
like
me
a,
after
yeah,
this?
Yeah, actually, we paid Eric $3,000 to say that.
$3,000? I'm taking that back.
It's like too cheap. This is like a self-esteem rocketing party here.
Yeah, we've been asking Richard to give us a raise for a year already, but nothing happened, so don't get your expectations
yeah,
too
yeah.
high.
That's as high as we can go.
Okay, for me, Ray and Eric, I'm the most honest person, I think, because nobody's perfect, right? That's what I think. So Eric and Ray, in my eyes, they're both an 8. The reason why is the only thing they lack right now, and this is from their own mouth, they said that they lack financial success.
I think all educators, all educators lack financial
All educators
success.
Are poor. That's the final conclusion right here. But in terms of the things they've accomplished and their achievements, I think they're both 8s. Because Ray has this very cool YouTube channel. You should check it out, by the way. His Facebook has gone viral on the internet. He's been interviewed by the media. Needless to talk about Eric. Eric is very successful in his own field in education. That is crazy. And for me, myself, I would rate myself 2.
What? 2? Like 1,
Come
2?
Come on.
I'm not being modest. I'm being inconfident. You know, because I have very high expectations for myself. And so far, I feel very far behind. So that's what I emotionally feel about myself. Not objectively, but maybe emotionally. I feel that there's so much room for progress right now.
Yeah, progress in what?
Progress in all terms of my life. Yeah, and everything, okay. Financially, religiously, everything. Yeah, so that's what I think about myself emotionally right now.
Yeah. Socially?
Socially.
Are you asking girls out on the air?
Socially, I would give myself a zero.
Okay, so the conclusion of this video is actually, as we've seen right now with like the three of us and the video as well. So yeah, I think that's a good thing to keep in mind, because we always feel maybe unconfident about our own looks, our own assets, our own success. But in the eyes of others, you might seem much more successful than you think you are.
All right, so right now, if you want to check out that video, go to our website, voicetube.com/radio. You can find it right there.
所以呢，到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 就可以看到我们三个在讨论的这个影片。
And we'll be back in just a bit with Eric, our special guest.
Invite me.
All right, welcome to the second half of the show. This is VidTalk in the 8 o'clock hour, and this is the part where we teach you the English within the clip. And the clip is on voicetube.com/radio. Find it right there.
Okay, 所以这个部分是我们 VidTalk 第二部分，我会教你影片里面的各种英文用法。那今天我们选了四个英文单字跟片语，那我们会一个一个看一下影片里面的例句，并且给你翻译，还有怎么样使用它。
All right, so for the first sentence we have...
Like, it's really hard to feel successful when a lot of things are variables in your life.
我很难感觉到自己的成功，当生活中很多事情都是变数。
It gets really hard to feel successful when a lot of things are variables in your life.
Okay, in this sentence, we're looking at variable. So, Eric, what does that mean?
Variable can be defined as factors that are often changing, okay, that may have a certain impact on a situation or event.
Right, 所以 variable 就是变数，会有一些影响的变数的意思。所以在这边这个句子里面 ，a lot of things are variables in your life， 就是当你的事情很多东西是没有定下来的，很多东西是有变数的时候，很难感受到成功。Okay, that's our first sentence.
And the second sentence for today is.
In family is where she finds her greatest success. I just know that she will forever be there for me, as cheesy as that sounds.
家庭是她找到自己最大成就感的地方，我知道她永远都会在那。虽然这么说有点肉麻。
And family is where she finds her greatest success. I just know that she will forever be there for me, as cheesy as that sounds.
Okay, so here we're looking at the word cheesy. Eric, what does that mean?
Cheesy is probably defined as something cheap and of low quality. It's not something that you want. Okay, so maybe like a cheesy line, cheesy pickup line.
So what's it in Chinese, right?
所以 cheesy 的话，你可以说在这边的话可以说肉麻，或者是有另外一个是说很怂、很俗的，很俗还是怂？怂还是俗？
俗套
。俗套 ，right？ 俗套的， yeah. 就是很 low 的那种感觉。
Eric is our special guest, so we should give him the privilege of making up all of the sentences for today.
Okay, well, maybe you can talk about. So that's the cheesiest romance movie I have ever seen.
Oh, okay. 所以这边的话就是，哦，这个是我看过最怂的这个罗曼的爱情的电影，这样子。
那你们会想到哪一部啊
？Which one? Like, apparently, you've seen a lot of romantic movies, like.Chick flicks.
Really?
No. Eric's shaking his head.
No, you haven't. How about you, Ray?
I don't know. I don't want to offend anyone. If I say anything, I'm afraid like fans would like attack me on my Facebook
page. So let's just play it safe right here. All movies are good.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to our next sentence.
It's been kind of hard because I don't have my dad around, so she has to be like the father figure also.
日子一直以来都不太容易，因为我的爸爸不在身边，所以他也必须要扮演父亲的角色。
It's been kind of hard because I don't have my dad around, so she has to be like the father figure also.
So here we're looking at father figure. What does that mean?
It's a person who plays the role of a father when your father is not around.
Yeah. 所以在这个影片里面啊，那个小孩是他应该是单亲母亲，他的爸爸很常不在，所以呢，他的妈妈也需要担任父亲的角色。所以这个 play the father figure 或是 be like the father figure 就是这个意思。
父亲的角色 or the mother figure 母亲的角色。
Right.
Okay. Last but not least, we have the last sentence for today's show, and this is
one of my favorite things about him is that.He's never satisfied with mediocre or less than 110%.
我最喜欢他的一点是他从来没有满足于平庸或者是110%以下。
One of my favorite things about him is that he's never satisfied with the mediocre or less than 110%.
Okay, this is actually a very good word. Mediocre, what does that mean?
Mediocre means not very good, average quality, not bad, so-so.
Yeah. Like 中间那种, 中庸, 中文这个中庸, 或平庸的意思, mediocre.
Can you give an example, Eric?
Mediocre. This one is harder. I thought that, well, let's take the example of movies again. I thought that movie was mediocre. It wasn't great, but it was watchable.
Yeah, not bad, not good. Yeah, 就是它很平庸, 是平淡平淡的这个电影。 没有很好看，也没有不好看，这样子。
Any movies that you've seen?
No, let's just skip that. Yeah, no. Let's not offend anyone.
I love the game itself.
Okay.
All right, and that's the four sentences that we chose for you today on VidTalk. We hope you liked it and learned a lot from it as well. Today, usually we do have the translation challenge.
Right.
But since it's our second last show, it doesn't make much sense to go on with this.
Yeah.
So instead of that, please do leave your messages for us, for me, Ray, and also Eric, on our website, which is voicetube.com/radio. You can write anything like, I hate Ray.
What?
I just realized I'm like the Terminator of all radio shows.
Why? Why do you say
Why
that?
Why is that?
Because another long-standing program in Taiwan that's teaching people English, they invited me to their last show, and you guys just invited me to one of your last shows. I think also other radio programs in the past have invited me in their show and ended
You're
right
like
afterwards.
The Terminator of radio programs.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so,
so I guess I won't be back.
So whoever wants to end the show,
right, invite,
you know,
Eric.
To invite.
Yeah.
Invite Eric.
You can contact him through his Facebook page.
Right.
www.terminator.com.
Eric.
Okay, so VidTalk 因为要结束了嘛，所以这一次呢不会有翻译挑战哦。但是你们可以在我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 留下呢你对 VidTalk 的一些感想，或是想要跟我们讲的话，我们都会看到哦。
And that's about it for today here on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, don't forget, we still have one more week, and that is next Monday, 8 to 8:30 p.m. 我们的最后一期节目就是下个礼拜一. So this is your host, JR.
And Ray.
And our special guest for today,
Eric! Thanks so much for coming.
No, thank you guys for inviting me.
Yeah, thanks for coming and ending our show. Terminating it.
Well, I definitely hope we can continue on our show.
Terminate
it
again?
If possible.
Yeah.
It's a pity.
And we can be found on our individual websites. My Facebook is JR Lee Radio.
Mm-hmm. Mine is Raydu English with a D-U.
Okay, and mine is Eric's English Lounge.
You should check out Eric's Lounge, Eric's Facebook. It's really good. It has a lot of fans on there. Eric's English Lounge. What does it do on your Facebook?
I basically provide collocations and English learning lessons and materials for free for students.
For free.
So everyone is welcome to find any resource that they need. And if there's something you can't find, just message me and I'll find a way to provide it for
you.
So
especially if you're preparing for tests like the TOEIC, TOEFL, IELTS, GRE, there's tons of materials on Eric's site. But first things first, I think you need to spell lounge. For our listeners, yeah.
L-O-U-N-G-E, lounge.
Right, so Eric's English Lounge.
Eric's
Go check
English
him out
lounge.
On Facebook.
Check him out, and also Raydu English, JR Lee Radio. All right, see you guys next Monday. Goodbye.
See ya.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。